The March meeting of the Friends of the Carson City Library will now come to order. We will have roll call. So you want to just, everybody put out their name or?
Yes, can I start with Mr. Phil?
Phil Patton.
Linda Bill Gray.
Patty Ferguson. Joanna Johnson.
Julianne Geis.
Julianne.
Connie Latterman.
Jan Peace.
Oh, Sina?
No, go ahead.
Sima Lloyd.
Sandy Ashraw.
Phyllis Patton.
Technically, I'm a guest.
And you. You're the liaison from the library.
They want to know if he's here.
Right, she is technically a guest, but so. And we do have a quorum, if you don't count Sina, right? Yes. Okay. All right, the next thing on our agenda is public comment. And seeing no members of the public, unless one of you wants to say something, we will move on from that. I did have an announcement that I can make during the public comment because I forgot to bring it. Cindy Byington turned in her resignation from the Friends Board of Directors on February 20th. I do have her letter. I went off and forgot to bring it, so. She is tired of all the board meetings she's been attending, all the different organizations. Okay. Moving on, for possible action, that is the approval of the minutes of the February meeting. Did you all get your copy of the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Did everybody read through them? Find anything that needed to be corrected? Or if not, I would entertain a motion to accept them as written.
I move.
Second?
Second.
A couple of them there, so. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Okay. Moving on to the next item, acceptance of the treasurer's financial positions report and the income and expenses for the month of February. You all should have a copy of those. Did you have any questions of Sandy or things that you wanted to?
No.
You don't have anything else that you need?
Connie's happy this time.
I'm always happy.
I mean, with my report.
Okay. Yeah, and we did pretty good in February. So I would move then or ask someone to make a motion that we accept these reports.
I'll make a motion. Accept the treasurer's report.
I second it.
All right. Accepted. And item 5, for information only, the Browser's Corner Bookstore Manager's Report.
Well, you all have a copy of the report in your packet. I just wanted to add that our food drive to benefit the Ron Wood Resource Family Group starts on the 26th of this month and runs through the 31st. Any type of non-perishable items will be accepted. And the sale is over on the religion and spirituality. Phyllis will talk more about this, but we're working on plans for a birthday party in April, 4 years, yippee. And we're also working up to a parking lot sale in June.
Okay. Anybody have any questions other than that? Okay. Thank you, Patty. The next item on our agenda is a report from the library director, Sina.
Okay, so a couple things to share. So if you haven't heard, you might be living under a rock. We were a finalist for the National Medal. We were nominated by Senator Ford, who's the majority leader for the state Senate. The Share Your Story campaign, though our day was Friday, which was like ironically inconvenient since
we were closed on Friday. Right.
but IMLS did share stories and some photos of the library on their pages, on their social media. We did get a couple retweets on that from like Senator Heller and stuff like that. So we've also done the Share Your Story campaign with local individuals who, you know, had a stake kind of in the library. Tammy's story was posted today. That's Tammy Westergaard, former deputy director. And then Congressman Amadei actually was in town unexpectedly last Thursday. Two Thursdays ago. And stopped by the library, spent about an hour with us, talked to us about federal funding for libraries, which was a very good opportunity because he is also on the Appropriations Committee. You know, he even let us print, right, all political opinions aside, that his hometown library is kicking ass in those same words. So that was a good feedback. We got a lot of retweets from that and a lot of exposure from that. And then the Share Your Story goes until April 13th. The end of April is when we'll find out if we are one of five winners of the National Medal. 14 libraries were nominated. And let me bring up, because I'm sure some of you want to get on camera and share your story too. So hold on here. Bryce is actually at the library right now. Today it was from 4 to 6, but you can share your story on camera with Bryce. And it will just be a short, you know, minute, 2 minute snippet, and then we'll share that on our social media if you don't have social media you want to post it to. So today it was 4 to 6. March 24th, it's from 10 to 12. April 7th, it's from 10 to 12. And April 9th, it's from 4 to 6. You can also submit your written story at shareyourstory@carsoncitylibrary.org. That's an email address. Okay, and then I have more. Are there any questions about the National Medal and that process and sharing your story about the library?
Do we get publicity, or do we get a fund that goes with the National Medal, or just publicity?
So there is a $5,000 award that does go with the National Medal, which it's intended for use to essentially return services back to your community, because it's a community award. And so we would use it for programming, most likely STEM or STEAM programming for all ages.
By the way, that little article is on the front page of our newsletter, which should be ready to go out at the end of this week. So all of our members will get that.
No other questions on that? Okay, so National Library Week is the week that ends in the 13th. So I think that's like the 7th or the 9th through the 13th. And during that week, we'll have regular activities going on. We will be doing a community read. We just chose that book, and Amy will get some of the publicity posted for that. But also on April 12th, we will be having Milton Chen, who is a lot of things, but he is the president of the board of directors for the Panasonic Foundation, like Tesla Panasonic Foundation, and at the Panasonic part of that. So we're going to also try to get him to bring Elon Musk here. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'd like it to happen.
Feather in your cap if you can. Yeah.
But save the date. We'll be sending out information once we get activities on that date confirmed. But that's also right around when your guys' anniversary is, so I wanted to make sure that you guys don't plan something also on that day.
On the 12th? No, we're doing it on the 13th, so.
I need to talk to you about that.
Oh, really?
13th's a Friday?
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Would we get more people if we did it on a Saturday?
I don't know. I was going to talk to you about closing for part of the day on Saturday for carpet cleaning. But
that'll work too.
This is another thing when meetings get canceled, you can have a lot of stuff that we're going to start. But we definitely won't be doing anything on the 12th.
So
I also put that in the newsletter.
And then April, this went out, I think all of you probably were on the email chain of the updated dates, but April 2nd is the budget open house for the city. They have not confirmed a location. They're going back and forth about doing it in the theater area or doing it in the library. So we'll see what one they decide to do there. It's what it's intended to do is all of the public-facing departments will have a slideshow, what their budget is, what that looks like, and the public can come in, ask questions, make comments, fill out comment cards, tell the community where you want your money to go. So it's a really good opportunity to be able to give input in that process. Well, I'll just give you an example of how it worked last year. Last year, we did not have a ton of people come to the budget open houses, but two people who did both put down that they wanted the library floors redone. The library floors are redone. So the process can work. There'll be a session at noon. I think it's an hour and a half, and then there'll be a session at 5:30.
What do you need done this year?
So what we've requested,
I have a list here for you.
the funding that we've requested this year is $15,000 for hourly employees to help essentially with, if we're going to continue to offer the level of service that we're currently offering, our managers need to be able to be freed up from some of the constraints of being on dashboards, shelving, books, to do those fabulous activities that we've been doing. So that's a request for that. There was a request for the 50% match of the Friends funding for public computers. So instead of 5 computers, we can get 10 computers replaced each year. That still puts us on a pretty, like, you really, we want to get to where we're replacing computers every 5 years. 10 computers a year puts us at replacing computers every 10 years. So it's a lot closer than
it
never.
Needs to be, right.
So that's what we're shooting for there. And then when we do that, so we have to maintain a 10% of our budget spent on books and materials. That is a Nevada Administrative Code requirement based on the permissions that the state library has in the Nevada Revised Statute to allow us to get grant funding. Well, we know that this library does really well in leveraging grant funding, leveraging matching funds from the Friends to get that grant funding. And so if we are ever below that 10%, like we would be this year, that's when we have to ask for the difference to make that 10%. So that's what that other, is that, you have it right there?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what that other amount is for, is maintain that 10% match so that we can get
grant money.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of grant money.
Right.
So, you know, it's a little bit over $5,000 so that we can get hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of grant funding.
Yeah. Usually on your equipment type thing, you have a projected replacement schedule. How long your computers aren't on it?
So the city does not pay for, so the city has never in the time that I have been here, I will not say never, but have paid for public access computers. And really staff computers. A variety of reasons, mostly because they want to lock the internet down and not allow staff to use the computers. And if we're researching things for people, that's very restrictive. So the computers that the library has now have all been grant funded. Purchases. And so that's where we're at, is how do we actually replace these computers?
Yeah, so they don't feel any obligation for the equipment you have, only what they budgeted originally.
Okay.
Yeah,
which is nothing.
Yeah. Got it.
But so that's what that $5,000 is for. Yeah.
What's the 90%? What 90% of the budget is for what then? Is that for improvements or salaries, or how's that broken down?
I'm confused.
You say there's 10% of the budget is for books.
Oh, okay, so what is the rest of our budget?
Yeah.
The majority, I'd say 75% of our budget is salaries and benefits. And then we have services and supplies is about $400,000, but that includes our book budget. And then you have utilities, maintenance, building maintenance.
Okay, thank you.
This is your one from last month that we didn't have on the agenda because I forgot, so if you want to...
I'm just going to hand it back to you.
Okay.
So that's the April 2nd meeting. The April 19th meeting is the tentative budget meeting. So I have to present to the city manager and the internal finance committee on Wednesday regarding those three things that you see listed there. Hopefully she won't take word for word on what I'm about to say, but essentially with the ride that the library is on right now, I think it would be really hard for the supervisors to say no to under $30,000 in requests for the library. I mean, we've been doing a lot for the community. They are recognizing it. But the more support we have from all of you saying that this is what the community wants, the more likely that's going to happen. So April 19th, yes.
What is the difference between the budget meeting on the 2nd and the budget meeting on the 19th?
Okay. So the budget meeting on the 2nd is for you guys to give your public input as taxpaying citizens, as people who live in this community, as people who shop in this community, all of those things.
It's not a technically not a meeting where you sit down and listen
Correct.
To people talk.
You actually get to go around and talk to different departments. And I would encourage you mm-hmm. to talk to other departments and to, when you do make comments and notes, that you talk about the things that you want this community to be funding. You fill mm-hmm. that in. If it's Parks and Rec, if it's Public Works, without that input, it's very hard to make the decisions, because then you're making decisions on who the loudest person giving public comment is on regular board meetings, not what the general community wants. So that's why that is so important. The budget, the meeting on the 19th, that is an actual Board of Supervisors agendized meeting where they'll present the tentative budget. I don't see, because the library board voted upon what you see here, I don't see that any of those items will be excluded from that tentative budget. But if they are, that is when you can go and make the case for them. You can talk to your representative in your ward, and then they can essentially put it back on the table at that meeting, but you can also give public comment at that meeting. But again, that's where the loudest public comment usually wins, but that's why they have that other option for you to see the budget, for you to talk to the departments and see why they're requesting that funding. I don't know if you guys do follow Parks and Rec, but if you were watching, I'm pretty sure that redevelopment approved the funding, but like those seats in the theater, like they're pretty bad. They need to be replaced. Like that, you know, it's that type of thing that they want to hear what your opinions are, because there is literally $13 million worth of capital improvement projects that this community could do, and there's about $3 million worth to do it with. So that's, if there's that, it, one is less official and one is more official. But the less official one definitely gets listened to. They want your opinions.
And that's kind of like just any other open house. You can drop in and mm-hmm. visit with as many of them as you want, write down your comments and leave, you know.
At the beginning, they do, I think it's like a 30-minute presentation about, and it's an explanation, and it's a good explanation, of how the funding in the city works. Like how much of it is C-tax, which is... like you going and buying a car or whatever, and then how much of it is property tax and what that all looks like, and special revenue funds of so like your sewer is a special revenue fund, and how that money then gets spent on that system or the stormwater system. So I mean, there is some good information at the beginning, but you can drop in at any time during that.
The time of the meeting? Has that been set?
12 and 5:30. And then, but I, once I do know where it's going to be at, I will let you guys know.
Okay.
I need to talk to Jason. Okay, so then I will add this to my report. So this is our annual report, 2017. Just a little explanation of what has in it. There's a letter from me in here. There are some brief stories. These are stories that went out throughout the year, so they're not necessarily new stories, but they're summarized here, along with our book by trailer by the friends. The middle page is statistics. So this is what 2017, but this is fiscal year 2017. This is what fiscal year 2017 looks like for us. So some good ones here. Over 40,000 wireless sessions, so wireless internet sessions. 44,000 computer sessions on our computers. $243,000 library visits. Almost made 300,000 items circulated. 299,299.
Good.
So close there. Let's see. Other good stuff here. You'll see kind of our budget information here. So like this, Sandy, you might like this. So $1.64 million was our local budget from the city. $1.21 million of that was spent on staff.
Mm-hmm. And is that the 75%?
Yeah, it's, I think last year it was a little bit more than that. It's these are our expenditures. Yeah. What we actually are budgeted generally happens to be 75%, yeah. But we
spend more.
Well, no, we actually have salary savings and it usually reverts back to the city.
Yeah.
So our expenditures are lower on both accounts. So we're usually budgeted more than we're spending. Local collections expenditures was $176,000. So like last year we were above that 10%, which is great. But when you have merit increases budgeted into your budget, and then you have any increases in any of our line items, that's where we then go, oh, now we're only at 9.75%.
Right.
And we need to increase that. So that information's in here. There is a featurette on Kathy Rush, who's one of our librarians, and kind of her background. It's a really interesting story. And she really helped us during our refresh, as well as with the snake in the Nevada Day Parade, which will be on display up at WNC for the NEA Big Read, which is the next thing I'm going to talk to you about. And there's just a couple more stories on the back. I have a lot of copies of these, if you guys want some over here at the store. And you can put that in the record. Okay, so NEA Big Read, promise. The month of May is the NEA Big Read, and the read is True Grit. Actually, do you guys want to host a book discussion over here on Saturday the 26th at 1 p.m.? Or like 11
we could.
P.m. or something like
yeah.
that?
Because our author of the month for May is coming on the 1st, so it would be...
Okay. Yeah, so we'll talk about that.
Okay.
So
when would that be?
Well, so I'll tell you the different book discussions. So it's True Grit. We will be handing out free books. The opening weekend is the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of May. On the 3rd, we will be at WNC, and it will be in the evening. I will make sure to send you guys the information when we get the flyer out. Mark Salinas, Cultural Commission, he is the one that is organizing all of this. We are just a partner in this. So at WNC, they're going to have an art gallery opening. You can sign up for library cards. You can come get your free book. Then on the 4th, they will be showing the original True Grit at the Brewery Art Center, free with your library card. So if you didn't get a library card, you'll be able to get a card there. But that's your ticket in. We'll also be handing out books then as well. Carson City Cinema Club. It's 5C, Classic Cinema Club. They will be serving refreshments at cost, fundraising for some of the things that they're doing. And then on the 5th is the big read at the library. And it's going to be a Cinco de Mayo celebration with True Grit, the big read. Ruby the Rattler is going to actually be at WNC that whole time. But we will have the folkloric dancers from Dayton at the library. We will have the La Enchilada food truck. We are working on getting the Spanish radio station at the library as well. So it will be kind of a celebration of True Grit and Cinco de Mayo at the same time. So that's the kickoff. So then throughout the month, we have 10 book discussions going on. Four of those are for the high school students at Carson High School with Adam Watley's English class. And if there's anybody who wants to volunteer and help or wants to participate in that, just let me know. We'll get you cleared and you can come with us and go over. We'll be taking them pizza. It will be during their lunchtime. Which is like 10:55 to 11:30, but we'll be talking about True Grit there. Then, I thought I would remember it. Hold on. This is a lot to remember. Sorry. Let's get to the calendar. Okay, what we have, two of them are tentative as of right now, and that is on the May 11th and May 25th at the Senior Center, early afternoon. Then on May 12th, we have one at 1 o'clock in the Nevada State Museum Breezeway. And I encourage people to go to the various ones. Generally speaking, like the one at the Senior Center, we'll probably discuss the first half and then the second half. But these others, they're just going to be discussions. Some of the same questions will probably get asked, but they're going to all have a different kind of tilt to them because they're going to be at different locations and there's going to be different things offered. Okay, the next one is on Friday, May 18th, and it's at the Stewart Indian School, and the book discussion is from 2 to 3, and then there's a tour from 3 to 4. Okay, then the next one is on the 19th, and that is in our Books and Brew book club. At the library, they'll be reading this book for that month, and that's at 5 p.m. in a latte in the barrel room. And then the last one would be on the 26th, at some point between 11 and 2 o'clock. And Mark Salinas asked if we could do it at the library, but I think that it could be fun to do it over here. Ashley would lead the book discussion, so you wouldn't have to worry about doing that piece of it.
It's in the middle of the afternoon on Saturday, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about
that. Just let me know.
Okay.
And then the closing program is on the 1st. And that is
June 1st.
And that is over at Bob Aldrich Theater. And it is the new True Grit, free entry with your library card. And I believe, I'm not sure if it's been confirmed, but I believe the U.S. Marshal, like the head of the U.S. Marshal's office, will be presenting at that event, keynoting.
And we're
trying to get Jeff Kintop, the head of the State Library Archives and Public Records, to keynote the opening event. Mm-hmm. But Yes.
Okay, so if someone is out of town on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, are you going to be having the free books at the library the rest of the month?
So as long as supplies last. And I believe the last was we were going to have about 500 books. So that's a lot of books. Yeah.
The book is True Grit.
Yes, the book is True Grit. Yeah. We will also have digital copies available for checkout on our OverDrive system. And we will have the grant is also paying for us to have a Kindle that we can check out that has True Grit and various other Westerns on it, because we do not have a Western Kindle at this time.
Okay.
So there's a couple different ways. And we are encouraging people when they do it, just like we've done with our casual reads, that after you read it, to bring it back, so then somebody else can take it. So. Are there any questions?
That's a lot of information.
And if you don't need me, I may.
Okay. I don't think we have any major things that you would have to rule in. So we will move on then to item 7, which is the budget chairman's report. And it was in your packet. So unless you have, anybody have questions for Phil on what was in the packet?
Budget looks real good for 2 months. Just got to keep it up.
We're working on it. I have a question just out of curiosity. How is the membership budgeted? Is it just...
Well, the membership...
Total and divided by 12?
Yeah, it is done that way now. But a couple years ago when we switched... The membership from being the, we switched over to the month you originally started. I think in the future, if I can get that information, how many are each month, I could calendarize that and make it more accurate monthly.
So don't be concerned that the budget is so much higher than the actuals.
Right.
They don't catch up.
No, I've given the 2 months that I've been in office to Phyllis.
No, what I'm looking at though is how many. And I can do this because I have a copy of your Excel file, is how many are due each month.
Right.
And then I could stagger the budget based on that.
Well, that's on there. She's got the due date on there.
I know.
Yeah.
It'd be fairly easy to calculate.
Yeah, the membership file that I sent out.
Right.
The reason being that July is so heavy is because we used to be on that fiscal year.
Right.
And so some people are still in the mode to pay their dues in July.
And up to now, there just really hasn't been enough history to calculate it that way, because it was in transition.
No, we've been doing it that way for what?
No, I mean to get a firm handle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do we have any figures for the month of March yet?
I don't have them. I didn't bring them with me.
Are you interested in one particular thing?
I have a funny question. I wonder if the library's cutting into our profits.
How?
Well, when it's closed, it seems like we do another 1,500, 2,000 a month. I wanted to see if it come March. For the library open, that our regular cash flow fell back.
That our customers fell down.
We're not even through the whole month yet.
We're just too close.
Well, if you guys can't provide for the public, they come over here. Maybe you should be closed more often.
The next day that we're closed is Memorial Day.
Oh, well, that's an easy one.
We'll stay open.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You get too many moans and groans about that. So.
No.
Okay, any other questions? All right. Item 8 All the other standing committee chair reports were in your packet. So if you have any questions for any one of those, speak up now. Jolina?
I have an addition to mine, the membership report. In addition to the number of new and renewing and all that, I have now completed sending reminders out to the 80-something people who didn't pay their dues last year.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully we will start seeing some of them paying.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just need a little nudge.
Well, and unfortunately, I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks, so that's probably when they're all
they'll all come in. Well.
When Sandy has his big stack.
Yeah.
Probably March or May 3rd, 4th.
Okay. Any other questions or additions to those reports? All right. The next item 9 is a discussion and possible action on possible changes to the bylaws. And I hope you all brought your copy of the bylaws with you.
I had 2 sets. I didn't want to get 2 sets.
I think I might put mine in there with all of those over there. Linda, could you grab me one of those copies over there, please? Okay. We were going to discuss these first in our retreat, which was canceled on Friday. But what was sent out to you, and these were not done in color, which they should have been, was the basic one that I asked Bill to chair the meeting, and he came down to our house, and Phil and I became his committee. And we discussed and went over and put in the amount, the wording we think will work for the treasurer not being held to term limits. Which you will see down in section 2 on the first page. There was a line drawn through some words, and then there was words added. These were in green if this was in color. If you have your colored one, that is what will replace what the line was drawn through. And Bill, I did not change your suggestion that we didn't have to leave the treasurer and the president and treasurer will be elected for 2-year terms at the odd numbered years, because when she decides she's had enough, we need an election of a treasurer. So if we just keep electing her every 2 years for as long as she wants to be there, we're good to go.
Yes.
Well, I understand there's not going to be a 2-year election for her.
No, she's not going to be limited to only serving three 2-year terms.
She still has to run anyway?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, just in case somebody raises their hand.
Right.
And says, I want to do that.
That way, you know, we've got our treasurer. We don't say, okay, she can't do it anymore because she's been here 6 years already. We've taken care of that. Right. Yeah. And when she does decide it's time to go, then we're already in the
process.
The process for electing a new one.
So every 2 years she has to run.
Right. And see whether or not anybody wants to run against her.
Gives us a chance to kick her out, whether she wants to go or not.
That's true.
So if she has competition that beats her, then
she's out.
No term limit is a dead.
And then the next person has no term limit, but has to be elected or whatever.
Right. Okay. And there was one other one that we did. And this was an addition only, and that was up in section 1 under article 2. Where we added the president shall ensure that appropriate meetings are publicly posted in accordance with the Nevada open meeting law. Okay, those were the two. And then I had asked you to look these over to see if you found anything else that you thought needed to be corrected or added while we were in the process of doing this.
Yes.
There was a third one in Section 8, funds.
Oh, yes, that was about the...
That's yeah. where we explained the budgeting process.
Right, yes.
Over to the percentage, as
yeah,
we agreed.
Yeah, I forgot that one was in there.
You need to add also to the treasurer, not only IRS rules require a form be filed, but the state of Nevada. Because financials are now required to be reported.
Where is that?
In number section 4, under duties.
Duties, section 4.
Except for nonprofits.
No, it's for everybody. List of officers, you have to file a financial statement. They want to know what you've done last tax reporting period.
I'm still not finding which one.
Any public officers?
First page, section 4, article 2.
Which financial are you talking about?
I'm talking about the list of officers for a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you file your list of officers now, they're looking for a modified financial to be added.
Is she talking about this?
It's a nonprofit, I think. Nonprofit.
So,
yeah.
I repeat to me again what needs to be added.
Same kind of wording, only state forms.
Okay. State forms.
Yeah, and I don't know if you want to mention resident agent or not.
Well, as long as you're the resident agent.
Yeah, but yeah, see, right.
Okay.
Are you going to put that in Article 2, Section 4? Is that where you're planning on putting?
Yes.
I think that is
in the list of officers, the filing of the list of officers
right.
annually.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Since I've misplaced my copy of these, I don't have all of the papers that I had marked
this
up.
One?
No, I had one that was all marked up, and I thought I had it right here. But it is not.
You want to use my face? I've got the...
No, I had one that was all marked up from all of the little things that I found that needed to be brought up to date because of the change of when people were elected. When we changed from a fiscal year to the calendar year, we added 6 months to everybody's term that was in office at that time, which automatically switched. If you were originally elected in the odd year, it switched you to the even year. And that was not cleaned up in these when we did that.
Mm.
So there are places in here where it refers to. I can find.
Yeah. The green anyway.
Right. No, it doesn't because this was just the. So those things needed to be cleaned up. And I think there were two or three places where that was mentioned between the bylaws and the job descriptions. And then I think the other ones were in job descriptions. So again, I'm going to ask you to look these over, see if you find anything that needs to be changed. And I also had asked you ahead of time to look at the job descriptions.
Oh, see, there it is under resident agent.
Yeah.
It's usually filled by the library director. No.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Yeah, and that should be taken out.
Yeah.
So,
No, be careful, those are 6 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
or older.
No, they're only two or three years old.
Well, if that resident agent thing is in there.
Yeah, it's here.
Yeah.
There's a couple places that it's.
We did not change
grant.
That, though,
didn't
when we revised
it.
Them in 15.
Yeah.
Really?
Or
yeah.
Seven, whenever it was, yeah.
It was 2/21 of 15.
Yeah.
February 21st.
So I had asked you to look at all the job descriptions and specifically at the job description for the job that you hold, in case you're especially not the same one who held it at the time that these were written, because I'm sure most of them have evolved from what was done in 2014 and how it's being done now. So let's go through all of them. And I will point out to you, first of all, the very first page of that packet of job descriptions, which is a job description for board members.
I have a question on that one.
Okay.
Okay, you wrote in here, or somebody wrote in here, each is to maintain a book of procedure for the office or chair of health.
Mm-hmm.
Do these books exist?
In a lot of cases, no.
There should be one for membership, because I know I filled one out. I did one.
What would it be?
It would be with all the membership stuff that I had in that big fat binder back there. There's a big fat binder with all membership from the year one.
So there should be the books in existence.
There's a big fat binder back there somewhere.
There wasn't one in the stuff that I gave you when I got it.
No, there's one there, and what I did was all the membership cards that had been in, 1940 or whatever, I put on a spreadsheet. So we had a list of all members going back to the very beginning.
It's
in that binder. So all membership, we needed that for your anniversary.
Right.
You wanted all the membership, so it's in there.
Okay, I will try to hunt it down.
Big fat binder like that.
Do you mean in the storeroom back where you go
and check? File.
I don't know where it is now.
Well, you should know.
I don't. Not my job.
I'd like to make a motion.
That she suddenly knows where everything is.
Don't know.
Okay. And that actually should be one of the items on every one of these job descriptions, not necessarily on this one.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
Okay, but just be sure you read through this very first page, because I think there are some things in here that some of us have forgotten we were supposed to do. I had questions about what the one that said you must agree to record volunteer hours as appropriate for a monthly tally, unless that's the RSVP.
I'm sorry, Phyllis, I didn't hear you.
There is a line in here that says each member must agree to record volunteer hours as appropriate for a monthly tally. Would that be the RSVP tally?
Yes.
Okay.
Bob takes the information off of the time cards that each volunteer keeps, records it onto the RSVP sheet, and they take it from there.
Okay.
That's not only for working in the bookstore.
No, I mean for us.
No, I know that.
Like when you leave here tonight after your board meeting.
You could tally your hour or two. Yeah.
Have a page for it. I never did that. Now, I don't know, but I know that several of the board members years ago used to do that. And I used to think, well, I kind of thought it was more service-oriented. But I guess that's service.
Right.
And it's good data
to
have to use
how much,
the grants.
How much time it actually is involved in being a board member or whatever.
And I mean, then there may be grants that you could apply for, but you're going to have to show, that's your in-kind match.
Right. Okay.
If you have staff who isn't RSVP, are you tracking those hours?
Mm-mm.
I mean, like, volunteers?
Only on their time cards.
No,
I don't fill out one.
Or,
what about the ones who don't want to be on the RSVP list, but they're still volunteers.
But this is referring specifically to board members.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, it would be nice to have that other information also.
Do you want to collect it monthly, or?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to collect it monthly, or what? You know, how do you want us to do this?
We should come up with a list that you can fill in on a monthly basis.
Why can't they use the time cards that are back there?
Well, I guess they could.
Same old time cards. Just have them in a separate place if they're not RSVP.
Okay. They could do that.
So you want each board member to keep track of their hours for meetings?
Sure.
And probably prep time, too.
Okay.
Because the time we spend on what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or what you
I already do that.
Well, see, a lot of us do.
Are you keeping up your time card?
I didn't do it today.
You don't want to see one that I would fill out.
No.
Friggin' thick, come on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the rest of you could, okay?
Do you want us to start it effective today?
Sure. You can pass out time cards and... I don't know what's wrong with today, but we're all sitting around here like we're in a stupor. All of us. Yeah.
New blank?
Yes, not the ones that you use for RSVP.
You can use that one. You can use those cards.
Well, that might confuse.
Well, then you don't put it in the same place.
Just get out new cards for all 12 people who are on this board.
Do you know where the cards are, Julie?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
No, I don't. She's going to go find it.
Find that membership book, too, would you, while you're there?
Okay, moving on to the job description of the president. The only thing I saw in here that needs to be changed is we had kind of changed it, but not officially, was that I did not have to attend every single meeting of every single committee that this organization has. I should be invited and let know that you're having a meeting in case I do want to or can attend.
As a courtesy.
Yes, or if I have something I want to tell that particular committee. So we would just change that to be invited to, not preside over.
Okay.
Oh, that's what that says.
Yeah, and I don't know what the other one below that said. This, I don't think, was my writing. Vice President, he's not here to tell us whether or not he thinks anything has changed since he took over. So I think it's still okay, except that it's probably, this is one of those where the Vice President is now elected in the even number years. He was just elected in January. Okay, so that means the president is probably needs to be changed too.
I already do one, honey.
Oh, you need two. What?
Well, you're saying we should have different time cards, and Bill's saying no. I'm confused.
No.
Well, somebody has, in the past, I've watched the people that keep track of their activities just on the same card.
That's the RSVP card.
That's for the RSVP.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but this is just for us.
I think it said, didn't it say RSVP?
No, this is just a generic
time card.
These are just generic time cards.
And this, if it's just those of you who are not RSVP, like, I don't know, I am. Are you? See, some of us already are. So our hours are being monitored.
I thought it said RSVP cards.
No.
So there'd only be a handful, like five or six, that just, you know, keep them in the cash register or something, for the board people.
We've been doing RSVP, continue on that.
Absolutely.
Now I have to put my name on this.
Okay.
Well, hang on to it as a souvenir.
Do you put in on that then what those hours were for?
Yeah, instead of browsers, you'd say
you'd write board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we're in preparation of an event or your book signing or taking pictures.
Okay. Okay, let's get through these. I'll start complaining about how long we've been here. We're going through them, but we're not voting on them today because this all has to be retyped to get all the changes in. Did you see anything under secretary that you thought needed to be changed?
There's something scribbled in on mine that I can't read.
It was in the original copy that I had where somebody was making notes.
Looks like record something.
For the aquarium.
No, headquarters.
I thought it was for headquarters.
Records
kept in FOCCL headquarters, I think, is what it says.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where the records need to be kept, is in our...
I was looking for the place, too, but we'll find all these things.
The very first file cabinet inside the door.
Okay.
In there should be most of the friend stuff. And then some of it is in the second call one, isn't it? Okay. That's where, that is the headquarters for FOCCL business. Okay? And I did, I contacted Jan to see if she had the original file for all of these descriptions, so we didn't have to retype them. And she said, well, I think I do, but they're in an old computer that we don't use anymore, and when you turn it on, nothing happens. So if Phil wants to work on it and see if he can get them out of there, you're welcome to it. I said, I think we will probably just retype them. Okay, treasurer.
Yes,
Sandy.
The fiscal year should be a calendar year.
Right, should be calendar year.
Where are you?
On treasurer.
Treasurer. Is there anything else?
Well, we don't use ledgers anymore, but it's okay.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I can give you one if you want one. The term of office, of course, has changed, and then you need to add filing the necessary Secretary of State forms need to be added, and then the resident agent, which was item number something another, Article 9 of the bylaws should be over there under description.
Okay.
Is this... The officer may be elected to a maximum of 50
No, this is what this will also be changed. It should not be subject to term limits.
There till you die is what it is.
There till you die. Oh,
like
yes.
Court.
You and the president.
No, only if you're approved.
Oh, I could die without approval.
No. I have to give us warning that you're going to do that so we can put somebody
well,
else.
Well, that's okay. And then if I'm.
Or not.
Or not.
Make sure you schedule it.
Yes, I will.
Okay, and then you wanted that same thing about the forms be transferred to here, too, from
yes,
Article
please.
8. Okay.
Yeah, and then the resident agent stuff, and then about the Secretary of State. I think that's all I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's...
That's simple.
Yeah.
I got a question on that one.
Uh-huh.
What about the end of the year donation?
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
That,
oh, shit.
You need
forgot
to
that.
Put that out.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Have
okay.
you talked to Diane about that?
No. Or Diane who?
Baker. For the
no,
donation.
Connie's talking about something else. Connie's talking about what I have to do now for the IRS is send written thank you notes to all contributors.
Donators.
At the end of the year. I cut it off at, you know, $100. If it's less than that, they know what they did. So $100 or more, they get a thank you note.
Don't send me one, please.
Okay.
Or maybe either.
You're going to get one anyway, I don't care. So if you're on my list.
This is for tax purposes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's an
I
IRS requirement.
I kept getting those stupid things.
Yeah.
I thought that was sweet.
Yeah, it's a requirement.
Oh, okay.
And then the money you're talking about, she hasn't said anything to me yet.
I need to contact her.
And I want to use U.S. Bank. I want to take it out of U.S. Bank. Is that okay?
Yeah, we haven't decided on whether we're going to invest it any place or not. So.
No, and U.S. Bank's the one you're holding for the catalog. Mm-hmm. So it would be okay to deplete it just a little bit.
Yeah, except that's what I was going to use to invest. But that's okay, because I haven't got the authority to do that. So.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like that bank. Okay.
Oh.
Thank you, Connie.
Because
you don't want to do it.
Okay, budget chair.
I don't have that with me because you said we were.
Did you see anything in it?
No.
Okay, you didn't see anything that needed to be changed except probably.
I'm handing it to him so he can review it.
I think, yeah.
Yes.
So, and I don't think we made any changes in the Article 3, Section 1, but if we did, we will transfer them to this. Okay, the bylaws, monitoring, and records management chair. Do you think things need to be any differently than what this?
No.
Okay. Correspondence chair?
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
Need to be completely rewritten, right?
Not completely. The purpose, I would put what we have written under responsibilities, the first item, mm-hmm. replace the purpose with that.
Okay.
So it doesn't, because they're not responsible for all correspondence. So replace purpose with write thank you notes, send okay. cards to members, yada, yada, yada.
All right.
And then under responsibility / duty, following through with when notified of a correspondence need by any board member or general friends member. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure what it means by follow through.
I think that just means if somebody tells you there's somebody that needs a card sent for whatever.
You need to do it.
You just
yeah, I need to do it.
Yeah. I mean, if we, that's the follow through.
Say, I did it.
Or, no. You know, just if they tell you, then you said, okay, I'll take care of that. Or
then
whatever.
Just do it.
Okay,
then
so
just do it.
Is that kind of like redundant if you're supposed to write these and then you follow through?
Well,
I mean, to me, it was like,
it
if you write it, am I supposed to then contact and
no.
say, I did it?
No. Well, yeah, you would announce that at a meeting. You'd say,
yes,
these are the no, the,
well,
these are the ones,
exactly.
Well, that's a follow through.
Right.
Well, that's also report activities at the board meetings.
Right, yeah, so they are kind of all.
Just cross them.
Right. I think the only difference between the follow through and the one you and the purpose is that this could be something that somebody just came up to you and say, I heard that a member is in the hospital or their spouse died or whatever. I think we should send a card.
Okay, so I don't have
and then
to
you'd have to
go,
follow up and make sure it's accurate.
That's what I said. I don't have to go yeah. find out if the spouse died or if they're in the hospital, do I? Because I just send.
No, you can just send.
I don't know.
About sending the death card, you probably should check it.
You probably should check. Right. I mean, hopefully, if they're telling you
the
about this, they're giving
death
you a name,
is exaggerated.
And
I'm
all
not
going to
call the person saying,
no.
"Hey, did so-and-so die?"
No.
I mean, how do you follow through on a death?
Well, we do have one, as a matter of fact, Robert Curtis.
Oh, did he die?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Not that little gentleman is
can you check at the pill for the obits?
I did check. It was in the obits.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily.
You have to pay to have them.
No, they're not.
Everybody,
you have
not
to pay
everybody
them.
Puts one
that's
in there.
Right.
But so follow through with that, would you please?
Yeah, I don't know who Robert Curtis is.
Donna's husband.
Who's Donna?
Donna Curtis. Who's Donna?
New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I don't know Donna either.
Okay, well, she is an old member.
Can Sammy. Anybody validate
yes.
that he did pass
nobody
away?
Yes,
I talked
I
to Donna. She
nobody
said he did.
Okay, so I will
mark
send
Donna.
Right. And they are in the membership
list.
They're
gone list. Quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Member. Yeah.
Who's Donna off. Curtis?
Yes.
Ask Bill.
I love it.
Okay.
Bill knows Donna intimately.
Ask me about Frida, too, sometime.
Yeah. Meow, meow, meow.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Fundraising chair, which we don't have. We should have one.
We should have one. You don't have one anymore.
I know. Don't go too far.
Talking right
now. I think I wrote this one. So.
The fundraising chair.
Yep.
It looks just like the rest of them.
Well, I mean, I gave it to Jan to type it up.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I don't
know. There's the historian.
Okay. Historian. Julie, are you still doing pretty much what it says in here, or have things changed?
I have 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Okay. Everything is the same as on the report.
Okay.
I also have found the scrapbook that was hiding at my house for almost 6 months.
Uh-oh.
And I updated it.
Oh,
I would like to request at future engagements that we have a request that all members sign that they've looked at the book so Julie won't be pouting for the rest of the meeting.
Okay.
You can do that. Let her pout.
So
oh,
right
please
now,
no.
I will be yeah. Tuesday,
yeah.
Thursday. So I will keep it on property site.
Okay.
It's up to date. And that's basically all.
Okay.
Although on the book signing, because typically I'm not here unless Patty is taking pictures for me, I take the cover sheet of the announcement, and I put it in here. So that's, you have a pretty good idea, or whomever. I also, in addendum, doing the 50-year anniversary, which I found to be very interesting, because I had to go through all the other manuals and scrapbooks to see what was going on. And they typically only did newspaper clippings. They didn't do any picture taking. So I just thought, as far as that's concerned, I'm doing both. And if you see an article in the newspaper, put it in the historian, because sometimes I neglect to read the newspaper because I find it boring.
Yes.
So.
Wait a minute.
A lot of us don't even take the newspaper. So.
That's it. 2 minutes
and you can't cut out the articles on Carson now. So.
You can print them.
Right. True. Okay, so keep up the scrapbooks. And
keep up the business.
If you want to put a list next to them when you have them out for display, you can do that.
That's what I think I'm going to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Membership chair.
Okay, I have no idea what all these little schools.
Yes, I know we don't, none of us do.
The same. But I did question the 1, 2, 3, 4 of them down. It said, send thank you notes and membership cards to each new renewing person or family. Mailings are the first week of May and the last week of August.
This is when we were still on the fiscal year from July to July. So you can scratch that.
I'm doing it as soon as they pay the dues.
Yes, right. Yes. Right.
You can say that.
You can scrap that one.
Okay.
Well, the old membership chairman doesn't. Carrying through with what she should have been doing.
So
this would be beyond this.
Well,
do you mean me? Are you talking to me?
As of today, all those people who pay have been notified with a very nice note.
Very good.
Asking them to
please
get off their duff.
Yeah, that's good. So, but yeah, that other one has to do with the fiscal year, so you don't need to do that anymore. Okay.
I wasn't sure what it means, like, log in and track. You know, I got the login.
All I took it to mean is that between Sandy and I, we tracked each month who did whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
The only difference was that I would keep brand new apps. Now, I don't know how where they are now or if anybody kept them. If it's a renewal, you already know who they are. Mm-hmm. But a brand new application was like a contract, so I would keep it when they were brand new. But after they renewed, no, you know, get the pink things, you know, toss them.
Well, since I'm supposed to report every month on new ones as well as renewals, if you'll make a copy for me or something of any new ones.
I tell you.
We've only had one.
Right. Okay.
If they're not on the list, they're new.
Publicity chair. I know we're not doing all of these places that are mentioned in here anymore.
Right.
Because...
we don't do Carson City Scoop, as far as I know.
No, I'm not even sure it still comes out.
It does, but it costs. It costs more than it was worth.
Right. Yeah.
So we didn't do that.
Okay.
And I don't attend the Chamber of Commerce breakfast because
somebody
I just don't. If somebody wants to, they can go. And I believe that Sandy goes to something.
Not anymore.
Okay, yeah. So nobody goes to the
Nobody's going to chamber things anymore.
Oh, God. A couple of years.
And we could maybe do the ad again under the chamber business section if they're still doing that. I don't know.
I have to go there for something.
How much do we want to spend to do that? Because it might be a cost.
Well, I don't know what the cost is. Yeah. I think under the chamber thing, it was not near as much as just going and buying an ad on your own, but I don't remember the...
We might want to check that before we...
Julie was going to do the chamber mixers. You haven't done it? You didn't...
Oh, that's right, I was.
Yeah, she was.
But now I'm doing the Richards Crossing.
Well... My only comment on that is, you know, Sina wants us to promote the library's needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's in front of businessmen in the town.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, then she should have someone go
from the Carson City Library.
No, they can't do that.
They can't.
Oh, they can't?
No, it had to be us.
Can't be a city employee.
Or members, somebody from the general, our membership.
Right.
Or the public, but, you know.
We surely must have a.
Maybe we should start doing it again.
A member or two that.
I was, and I was bringing a book to raffle. Yeah, I was, you know, just, I'm not a public spokesman, so I just.
Marilyn did that for her business before they closed it down. So she's very familiar with the chamber and their lunches and all that.
We could check with her and see if she might be able to.
Oh, yeah, she had her PIP thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So she used to approach her. She used to go to that, well, she, yeah, she's out of town now.
Yeah, I'll ask her.
It's once a month at the mixer. It's in the evening. It only lasts for an hour.
She might actually like to do that.
Yeah, she might.
She'd be good.
You said she's out of town right now?
Yes, she's gone to see all three of her children.
Oh, good.
First time in 10 years.
So how did that fall under publicity, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, well.
Are we still advertising at the skating rink? They kind of. They
no.
LAS,
yeah,
they we still have our sign, but no, we're not advertising there because they gave
it up. But if they do, will we then put our sign up again?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. I would think it would be a good idea for us to do it if they, you know, get the skating
nugget,
rink back up again.
Per the gossip states that, no, not the Nugget. The individuals, the city felt it was not a functioning.
They needed to replace a lot of the equipment,
yes,
and they couldn't afford
it. And
it
was going to cost them an extremely large amount of money, which the Nugget could afford to pay.
I don't think so.
Sponsor a hanging basket?
Yes.
He's running that in the ground.
Yeah, he is.
So anyhow.
Every year.
So kind of go through that and see which ones you think.
Well, you've been doing e-blasts, or somebody else has been.
Yeah, but not all of them.
Okay.
And Jim's doing the ones now for the
I don't know,
store sales, no. I think.
Okay.
And I'm doing the newsletter and.
Yeah.
Sandy
office.
Said we're still doing it.
Those are the things
the
that
baskets,
need to get
yeah.
reallocated to other people.
We have baskets.
Two.
It's all through
okay.
last year.
Oh, two?
Two?
Yeah, two.
One for
two.
Them and one for
and
us.
And that banner can
oh,
be
okay.
used places
oh.
other than the skating rink?
One
would that be? True or not true?
Not the one for the
okay.
skating rink because it's specifically
nice.
A
fits there.
They do. They make
winter.
Oh, okay.
You know, kind
okay.
of thing. But it's in the thingy if they ever
do it again.
Do
okay.
it again. There's a lot of sun banners back there you can,
okay.
might want to look at and see. So just kind of shoot me
okay.
a list of the things that you think need to be. And I think the newsletter kind of was a sub account of this one. It really should be its very own, so we should give a job description for that.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's also.
Well, isn't that going to change when we have somebody doing all that?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to be the liaison?
Liaison to what?
For the.
When we do the.
I thought Joe volunteered to do it.
Mm. Okay.
But that's up for discussion also.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if you think of anything else or there's anything connected to your job description, and Patty, you said you found your, you
yeah,
found
I sent
a copy
you a
for
copy
your,
of it.
Yeah, and I didn't bring it. Do you have yours?
No.
Uh-huh. Was it pretty accurate?
Sort of. You could probably use some tweaking.
Okay.
So we could sit down someday over lunch.
Okay.
And we could.
Okay. All right. Then hopefully these will all be put together. Like this one was with the lines marked through the things that we want to get rid of and what you want to add in green or whatever, so you can see what it's replacing, and then we'll vote on it at the next meeting, the April meeting.
Mm-hmm. On the first page of the bylaws, under Article 3, Section 5, I don't know if you really wanted to read out where it says the members of the board may not vote on any emergency matters via telephone and or email and passage to have a red mark on it. I don't know that you want that. You don't want that edited out, do you?
I wanted to edit out and or email.
And you wanted, okay.
That's it.
Is there some reason for that?
Because it looks like we're a serial meeting if you send out emails to each other.
I had a question.
So I can communicate with the board one member at a time by telephone.
I had a question on the six. Is that a majority?
Yes.
It is a majority?
It is because Patty is not a voting member.
I thought the
and we only have
members was more than 12, but
it is not now with Cindy resigning. It's exactly 12, including Patty, but Patty's not a voting member. So 6 is a majority of 11.
But when Cindy was on the board,
right,
it wasn't.
You're right.
So I'm just curious if at least 6 is the correct thing to say, or should it say a majority?
I think it probably maybe should say a simple majority would be better. Then it doesn't make any difference how many.
Right.
Yeah, then you don't have to change it every time.
Right. Okay. Anything else?
I do. I know someone doesn't want to speak, but on Article 2, Section 3, under the Secretary, it says that at the very end, it says that notify members of meetings and other activities. Is that really the job of the Secretary?
Well, it probably was at one time, and it could very well be again, but
it's not really under her job responsibility.
On the other one.
So I don't know if you just want to take that part out. After, you know, historical purposes, put a period and delete and notify members of meeting and other activities.
We can do that. So we can just cross that last section out.
Didn't you load yourself up with having to make notices of the meetings for the
posting and all that stuff, yeah. That becomes
your job.
My job.
I have another question for you.
Okay.
Under Article 6, meetings, Section 1, it said meetings of the Friends will be held not less than quarterly.
Yeah.
Is that board meetings?
Yes.
Does that mean we can go to quarterly meetings?
We could if we wanted to, if we didn't think there was anything happening in 3 months.
I was just
months.
Wondering if we should put board in front of the word meetings.
Is that what you're saying?
No, B-O-A-R-D.
You're not nice.
Oh, I misunderstood you there.
I was also hopeful we could go to quarterly, but, you know.
Well, based on the way things come in that we have to decide on, quarterly would subject you to a lot of emergency meetings.
Right. Monthly meetings.
The monthly meetings, I think, keep it a little more even keel kind of thing. So let's just put
what
a.
Else, Connie?
What okay. else? Oh, I was just questioning Section 2. It's not that it needs to be changed, but I was just wondering if in the future the annual meeting can't be the actual board meeting. Instead of having a board meeting, like a breakfast, maybe why can't the annual meeting be our January board meeting?
It was this year.
It was. Well,
was you there, Charlie?
It was
Charlie?
Breakfast. Yeah. It was a breakfast. I'm saying our board meeting's on Monday. Why can't that Monday board meeting be the annual meeting? Because the public doesn't come.
Because it's really hard for people to come on a weekday.
And they came.
The membership.
If you build it, they'll
it's
come.
It's open to the entire membership.
So is the board.
No guests, no board. No,
so is the board meeting. I'm just throwing this out as a suggestion to say.
And I have another suggestion
money.
That we want to do that.
I have one question before you wrap up on that.
Okay.
Yes, that's true.
We changed the Constitution to provide that the president and vice president are automatic members of all committees. So you don't need to be invited. And the reason why that was done is because the bookstore operation felt that it was unnecessary to keep the board informed of what they were doing.
Okay.
And so that,
that's why that was added.
So in the description it says you're invited. Well, you don't have to be invited. You're automatically a member. And if they're holding committees, and
you got to get there
if
early.
I want to show up at her Browser's Corner meeting, I can show up, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. By going back to talking about having the board meeting and the annual meeting all together, I don't think that would work because we're also already now combining the appreciation thingy with the annual meeting.
Well, I would also suggest we not do that. To make the appreciation thingy for the volunteers the Christmas party. Could be the appreciation
That's
for the volunteers. And then you save the money on the breakfast that the friend spends.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of ways to save money.
If we were to do that,
because But we can, that was going to be a conversation at March 16th.
Right, exactly. And I'm still trying to have that meeting, but no, I want every one of you to be there, and I can't find the date.
We can just ignore that. I have another comment.
Mm-hmm.
Under Article 7, Number G, Correspondence Chair.
Number 7.
I would ditto what I said under my job responsibility and change, we'll handle all board correspondence. No.
Okay.
To change it to write thank you notes, condolence cards.
Okay, take that from the job description.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to suggest that we do like we had this year when we did not have a board meeting on the third Monday because the annual meeting was in January. But I would like to take that third Monday, which would have been a board meeting, and make up this retreat. Because we are so far behind in our planning for this year, we're going to be scrambling all year long to get anything done.
Yeah, we need to plan that retreat well in advance. Mm-hmm. And have it like a standing meeting date.
It should be. And I used to try to do it in January or February at my house, but right. I'm not doing that anymore.
Are you saying the meeting in April or May or when are you saying?
She was talking about the January one.
It's already passed.
For this year, we did not have it, and that's why I'm now trying to get it together.
And you told me that you sent out an email that I didn't get with dates on it, so I'm just wondering what
I am trying to find a date when every single member of this board can come and speak out with your ideas, your comments, your complaints about what this organization is doing. Okay.
Well, what's today? Who are we missing today?
Joe today.
Joe almost every time.
People cannot come on. Well, Friday is out of the question now because it has not been posted to be rescheduled. So Friday's out of the question. That's the other thing we have to worry about is we need at least 5 days ahead of time for me to get it together and post it 3 days in advance. So Friday the 23rd is out.
Okay.
I said, how many of you could make it on the 24th, the 25th, or the 30th? And I've got people who cannot make every one of those dates.
Of course. Wow. Well, the 30th is Friday, so yeah.
Yeah. So then we're into April, and we got people going on vacation.
Damn, missed it again.
Oh, yeah, like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Down to a skeleton crew.
So here we are with no planning done.
Why don't we take it as our next board meeting then?
No fundraising committee, no newsletter editor, no.
Just do it at the next. You're right. Do it at the next board meeting. And those who aren't here, they're not here.
We just make the next board meeting the retreat instead.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Where's about the food?
Yeah, you don't want to let that go too long because my credit will run out at Save Mart for the sandwiches that I canceled last Friday.
Hey, I know.
You got to think about this.
Make it a regular board meeting, and everybody knows to schedule that day and have it. And those that aren't here, tough rocks.
Hey, that's a really good idea.
Okay. And we'll just set up the big tables and sit around the table and eat and talk and jaw. And remember, this is not personal, what we're trying to do. This is trying to figure out where this organization is and where it wants to go.
I won't be here.
Okay?
I won't be here on the 16th. I am flying back.
I get sometimes think I'm the only one that is courteous enough to respond to your requests when I don't, there's an email thread and then I'm the only, me or maybe Joe is the only one on there, maybe Connie was, but usually that's about what it is.
I don't respond to the whole
different streams.
There must be two email threads.
There is two.
Because I'll show you mine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how it's supposed to
be. But the point is now we're not supposed to have that thread.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to do is the person that communicates to you can communicate with me.
Individually, but not to two of three of us
together.
Yeah,
but they can say, I'm not sure about that. I'm going to look into that one anyway, because that's one of those dopey little procedural.
Right.
Which I thought the woman told us we could maybe work around that. Remember her saying that?
But the attorney that I called the next day said, no, you don't work around those.
No.
Well, no, but you put in a, if you don't have to have a meeting.
Yeah.
It's not a formal meeting. Maybe you don't have to do it.
If you have, something that has to have discussion and a conclusion.
Exactly.
You have to have a meeting. And then it's considered a meeting.
How do you know that?
It said so in the, what was that thing that we got?
Open meeting.
The open meeting laws.
Can't we just call it a meal and we're getting together for a meal and, by the way, we had a discussion.
No, if you're making decisions. You're making decisions for the organization.
If you have more than a quorum of your group together, and you're discussing items and possibly making decisions, it has to be posted and all that stuff. And we got two or three more things to go here quickly, okay?
I was just giving you a standing ovation.
Oh, thanks, Julie.
Yay, team. Yay, team.
So on April 16th, we're having the retreat / board meeting?
Yes.
But it won't be a.
It won't be a retreat. It'll just be a heavy duty.
No, it'll be a retreat. It will not be a board meeting.
Oh.
Let's not go.
Okay.
So everybody just. Semantically, what's the difference?
That's the day before you leave on vacation.
Yes. And I will run you all through this if I have to keep you here all night, but I'm leaving at 6:00 in the next morning, so not likely to do that. But anyhow, let's get back to finishing this up.
Where are we?
We're on item 10.
We're starting late too, because it'll be 6:15.
Item 10.
That's right.
Oh, on the agenda.
Yeah. Okay. Patty and I were talking about doing a
6:15
birthday celebration for the store. We've been in this location for 4 years now.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. We opened the doors on April 13th in 2014.
Wow.
So we were just thinking just have an open house with refreshments from noon to 3 p.m. on that day to say thank you to our customers and to the community. Does anybody have any objections to that? I think Julie already kind of volunteered to help with the refreshments.
Right,
but I can't remember what shift I said.
No, it wasn't my
idea. We didn't. It's only from 1 to 3, noon to 3, so you and I can talk about who wants to work when.
The 16th.
How about some hot dishes?
Of April?
No, the 13th.
April 13th. Friday the
13th. Tell me like meatballs.
Friday the 13th.
The same date as they're having a function over, but that won't make any
difference. No, they're having the big function on the 12th.
On the 12th, okay.
Right.
Auspicious day.
Okay.
Okay.
And so we will take money out of the budget for cupcakes and drinks and napkins and that sort of thing.
You've typically always had cake or.
Yeah.
We're doing cupcakes.
We were talking about mini cupcakes. We can find somebody who will bake them fresh for us and not the packaged deals.
Will Save Mart do that?
I don't know. I haven't asked them yet.
Cupcakes.
Mini cupcakes. That's
cupcakes.
Another question. How many do you think we would serve in an afternoon?
Asking how many cupcakes.
Well, if Bill's here, he'll eat about 12.
Cupcakes. No, I'm looking for a hot dish.
Oh.
No.
Wait a minute now.
No.
And plates with spoons.
No.
Satellite people food.
Hey, come on.
I'll get you a spork.
I guess we'll decide how many cupcakes.
We'll work it out.
We'll be here all night. Otherwise.
No wonder you don't have anybody show up for your book reading.
Okay. Moving on then to then this is the focus for the movie ad at the theaters. It just went out to Rick this morning about our birthday celebration. Item 11 is just to bring you up to date on the Books for Babies projects and the author events. The Books for Babies kits continue to be handed out. I just got word from her Friday that they were almost out again, so I will be picking some up tomorrow to take over there to them. They handed out 57 in January and 62 in February. And unfortunately, the one thingy that we figured out was that there was about a quarter of them that we thought should be in Spanish. And so far, they've only handed out, I think it was 6 Spanish-speaking kits. So we're probably going to run out of English ones before our year is up.
Strange.
But they do have an outlet for the Spanish-speaking ones. The hospital runs some kind of a clinic for moms that they thought they would be able to pass them out for there, from there. The author events, as you saw by the thingy that I handed out.
I have a question on the things. Have we got any return for the people that we've handed?
You know, I keep forgetting to go and talk with Kathy about that since the library we opened, but I need to do that because we need to find out if they're. I know the nurses told me when I took the last batch over there that the patients really appreciated them. So that was a good thing. The authors are on here. These are for April through June. Since I printed these last Wednesday, I signed up a new author for July. His name is Mike Hartman. He's written a book called Deadly Voyager. It takes place, I think, in Auburn, California, on the railroads. And he's been a railroad man for most of his life. So
Voyager.
Yeah.
He totally different meaning.
Mystery kind of thing. So he will be here in July. Possibly have one coming in August or October. So, and I am not going out and soliciting these at all. These are all people who are coming in here and asking.
Yeah.
So now all we need is audiences for audience, all of these
audience.
People.
Yeah.
Just start paying
people.
Hot food.
Hot. I know, you do get food, but it's not hot.
I know. It's a small.
Well, if you show up, then she will bring a hot dish.
Well, I mean, that's
no,
or
I
maybe
won't either.
Yeah,
you bring the hot dish.
Yeah, you bring the hot dish.
I might, you know, you never know.
You never know. And these are some things that I would just wanted to hand out to you because I think they're kind of important. Look them over. And before our retreat in April.
It's combined, right?
No, just
no,
a retreat. That's it. There will be
no
board
meeting.
No report.
Okay.
Right. No report.
No report. Oh, yay.
No, don't
listen to them written, though.
I just cut them.
The secretary will be here on the 16th.
Ah. Send me anything that you really think is important about all that stuff.
So we don't have to do a written report?
Oh, but we'll have to have somebody record because we do have to take notes. Yeah.
So I will give this back to you so you can get it minimally.
Bill could be secretary. Yeah. You can take notes.
Okay. These are...
Oh, well, bless when you're old.
These are characteristics of a successful nonprofit.
Oh.
Look through these.
Let me see what that says.
See how many of them you think we are already doing.
I don't know.
How many of them you think we could possibly tweak up and do, and how many
business
of them
like
you
board
think
of directors.
Are way beyond our capabilities. And they will be a part of our retreat.
Okay? Very important. Okay.
All right. Then that is all that's on the agenda. So I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I make a motion.
Okay. Meeting adjourned.
Okay.
And you have to be careful with all of this over talking on each other because it makes it very hard for Joanne to decipher. Can't hear you. The tapes for the
she'll have to learn to recognize voices.
Well, some of you.
Oh, you're telling me I'm distinctive?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But you are new that.
Yes, I certainly did.
Now I should be turning this off, though.
Yes. Disregard some of that.
And disregard Sandy.
He erased part of it, so it's not a part of the record. Right.
The bookmarks are here.
Oh, I put the extra ones over on the counter.